I don't sing quietly, I sing loudly, and I skip from the first verse to the third verse, and Kevin didn't even smile, he just kept on going. You know, the reason that happens, because I was checking my pager to make sure it was turned off. Yeah, my pager. If any of you listened to the news? Yes. It was either that or I had to make sure the walkie-talkie wasn't clicking, so we're in good shape. If you want to know what that's about, ask me after the service, okay? Open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10. This will be our third message in this series on of the Lord out of the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 10. Again, the first week we did the fear of the Lord, then the blessing of the Lord. Today we're doing the way of the Lord out of the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter 10, in verse 29, it says, "The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity." And again, you need to understand the way of the Lord. So many times people think, well, you have your way and I have my way. And to that I say, there was a way that seemeth right unto a man, and we'll use this verse later, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's only two ways. There's the right way, God's way, according to his word, and then there's the wrong way. Okay, and any other way you want to do it, you have the free will to choose, but you won't like the outcome. God will always bless the right way. We're going to see a comparison between the right way and an evil way. And the way of the Lord, in Proverbs chapter 2, if you'll turn there. Proverbs chapter 2. We'll try not to tarry too long. I say that each week, and it doesn't seem always to work. Proverbs chapter 2, in verse 6. It says, "For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints." The way of his saints. So you got to understand, if you're here tonight and you're saved, you are saint, whatever your name is. A saint is one declared righteous by God. I got saved out of a church that tried to use certain works or miracles to say that that was someone who was, they could then be a saint. No. If you read your Bible, you'll get the New Testament talks about that, the Epistle of Paul to the saints at Rome, to the saints at Philippi, to the saints in this church and that church. You're either a saint or you're not. Okay? If you're here tonight and you know Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior, you are a saint. You are a child of God. You are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You've been washed in the blood. You are God's child. You've been adopted, and you've been born again. If not, I don't care how religious you are, God says one way or the other, you're a child of the devil. Okay, and even the most religious people in Jesus' day, the Pharisees, he says, "Ye are of your father, devil." So you need to understand, religion can't save you. So you one or the other. There's no in between. There's no progressing into salvation. Salvation takes place at the moment you repent towards God and set your faith in Christ Jesus as your only hope of heaven. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 20, it says that thou mayest walk in the way of what? Good men and keep the path of righteousness. Well, let's go back to verse 16. Okay, yes. In verse 16 it says, "To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go into a return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life." See, and that's a warning against that. The way of good men will avoid the strange woman. Okay, look at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 21. Proverbs 3 and verse 21. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep them. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they shall be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way, how? Safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the destruction of the wicked or desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. See, the Lord shall keep your feet when you're going God's way. So we see that's the way of the Lord. It is also the way of wisdom. Look at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10. Hear my, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. Long life promised from this, okay? Just like honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, it says, that it may go well with thee, and thou livest, how? Long on the earth. See, you need to know how to honor them according to God, not according to what they say, but according to what God says. But if you honor them, long life is promised, and here you see the same thing. And the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right path. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. You see, the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom, right? Fear the Lord's the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the holy is understanding. See, it's called the way of understanding. Turn to Proverbs chapter 9. I encourage people, my devotions with my wife and some other people that I counsel with or do discipleship with and read scriptures with, we read out of the book of Proverbs every day. Try to read out it every day. I do it personally, I do it with my wife, and then I do it with a couple other people. Okay, so Proverbs chapter 9. Because it's the way of wisdom. It's also the way of understanding. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1. Wisdom hath builded her house, she hath hewn her seven pillars. She hath killed her beasts, she hath mingled her wine, she hath also furnished her table. She hath set forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. Turn in hither to who? Wisdom. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live. And go in the way of what? Understanding. He that reproveth a scorner getteth himself shame, and he that rebuketh the wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Okay? So the way of the Lord, it's a way of wisdom. It's also called the way of understanding. Go to Proverbs chapter 6. So many times, people, they read the book of Proverbs, but they don't dwell on the verses. They don't apply them to themselves. I watch so many Christians make financial mistakes, and if they just read and applied the book of Proverbs, they wouldn't have that problem. Plain and simple, okay? Because the way of the Lord is now, we're going to see in Proverbs 6, look at verse 23. Quote it to me. I'm going to listen to you. Proverbs, ready? You quote it to me. Proverbs 6, 23. It's a way of life. So many people get a head knowledge of the scriptures and they don't apply it to thine heart. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. With my whole heart I have sought thee, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. It's the way of life. Okay, Proverbs chapter 12. Proverbs chapter 12. Look at verse 28. In the way of righteousness is what? In the pathway of the pathway thereof there is no death. It's the way of righteousness, it's a way of life. Look at Proverbs, I think that's chapter 15. It's hard when you can't read your own writing. Yes, Proverbs 15, verse 24. The way of life is what? Above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. The only time we're coming out of the book of Proverbs. Just put a finger in Proverbs, go to Colossians chapter 3. I don't know about you, but I love this passage in Colossians chapter 3. Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ. See, because we don't serve a dead Savior, do we? We don't serve a buried Savior. We serve a risen, ascended Savior. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things where? Not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ. The Apostle Paul said, for I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. See, it is the way of the Lord. It's the way of his saints. It's the way of wisdom. It's the way of understanding. It's the way of life. And that life is above. That's why in one of the prayer letters with Brother Beyer, his wife, he talked about her home going. Because for the believer, absent from the body is to be. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. And I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be what? Also. The world has no concept of that. No concept of that. So that's the way of the Lord. Now, turn to Proverbs chapter 2 again. Proverbs chapter 2. We're going to look at a different way. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 10. We'll read through verse 17. Proverbs 2 and verse 10. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. To do what? To deliver thee from the way of the evil man. See, there's a way of evil, the evil way, the evil man. From the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness and walk in the ways of what? Who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. It's an evil way. It's the way of an evil man. It's the ways of darkness. Proverbs 15 and verse 9 says, the way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord. Proverbs 12 and verse 26. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. Proverbs 4 and verse 19, the way of the wicked is darkness. They know not at what they stumble. See, it's called the way of the evil man. It's called the way of darkness. It's called the ways are crooked in verse 15 there that we just read in Proverbs chapter 2. Okay, look at Proverbs chapter 4 again. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 14. And are not into the path of what? See, how to deal with the wicked. Here's a little outline for you if you're a preacher. You don't know what to do. You want to grab something quick? Go to the book of Proverbs. They line it right up for you, okay? It says here, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. So you enter not into it. Avoid it. See that? Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. Don't follow those footsteps. Is that complicated? Why do we hear about people getting in trouble? Save people. Because they're not following God's way and they get told that, well, this is the best way to do that. Do you understand that God resisteth the proud but giveth grace to the humble? And the world teaches you got to love yourself first before you can love anybody else. That's opposite of God's way. The world's way is me first. God's way is God first, others second, me last. We read verse 15, avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it and pass away, for they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away until they cause some to what? Fall. They'll take you with them. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of what? Violence. There's warnings. Enter not, go not, avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it. Look at Proverbs chapter 7. Proverbs chapter 7. Verse 24. Hearken unto me now, therefore, ye children, and attend unto the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. It's talking again of that strange woman. You're going to find that if you look in the context. For she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is a way to what? Hell, going down to the chambers of death. Since I have been in the ministry, I'm not talking nationally. I'm talking of men that I knew personally. Men who were pastors. Men who loved the Lord, served in a church. Pastored a church, many of them for many, 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 many years. I know of at least seven that are out of the ministry because they could not even follow the simple rule that's given here in the book of Proverbs. The Apostle Paul warned against it. He says, while I preach unto others, I myself become what? A castaway. These are people that I counted casual friends in the ministry, people that I would talk to. And they're out of the ministry because they took their eyes off of the book and put it on someone else. It always costs eventually. Always costs eventually. Proverbs 14 and verse 12 again. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are what? So when you see this, the evil way, it's the way of evil men, it's the way of darkness, it's the way of, the ways are crooked, it's the way to hell, to the chambers of death, and it seems right to some people, and I don't care, you know, so many times people will try to say, well, you know, there's many ways to God. No, there's many ways to hell, there's one way to God. Through His Word, according to His Word, by His Word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the... Want to go to heaven? Trust Jesus Christ. Want to go to hell? Any other way or religion will take you there. Turn to Proverbs chapter 12. And we're finishing up. Proverbs chapter 12. Look at verse 15. This is that wicked way, okay? The way of the wicked, the evil way. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto wise counsel is wise. If you're the one, you have to be first in your argument, and you can't support it, Scripture with Scripture with Scripture with Scripture, you will run into the place, and many people I've counseled with through the years, I have said, I don't want to be right. But when I look at God's Word, the way you're going, you will not like where it will take you. One of our church members met somebody that I did counseling with for a while. And talking to this woman, and she turned around and found out this person goes to our church, been discipling with me. And she said, Pastor Legault was one of the bluntest men I've ever met. I try to be nice. I do. But you know, when you are direct with people, they don't like it. I listen. I have them read Scripture. Say, what does that say? Not how you feel about it. What does that say? It says this. So what is your responsibility in that? Okay? A way the fool is right in his own eyes. I want God's way. I can make a fool of myself so many ways. Some of you have already seen it. Okay? I work really well with kids. Do you know that? I enjoy doing junior church because then I can be silly with them. All right? I come down on their level. I try not to be as foolish as them, but, okay? I enjoy that. Okay? And sometimes when I get around adults, my wife told me a little while ago, you are the oldest big kid I've ever met. All right? So that just, you need to understand that. But it says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it. What? There's an old saying, right? There's no fool like in. If you read and apply the book of Proverbs to your life, you will not be an old fool. Look at Proverbs 13, verse 15. Last verse. Can you say amen to that? I've probably had you read or looked at more verses than some of you have spent time this week with. I hope that's not true. Proverbs 13, look at verse 15. Good understanding giveth what? But the way of is hard. The way of transgressors is hard. See, there's a wrong way, and it's evil. It's a road to hell. It's foolish, and it's hard. It will twist you every which way but loose. God is not the author of confusion. If there's confusion, you better start looking to what God says to make it clear. If you can't understand it, look for someone to help you show you more verses on what to apply. See, because it's not the head knowledge that's going to help me. I can quote hundreds of verses. If I can't apply them to my own life, they do me what? No good. So the right way is the way of wisdom. It's the way of understanding. It's the way of life. And it is protected by God. It's protected by God. You want to understand what it means to be protected by God? doesn't mean you aren't going to go through heartache. Doesn't mean you aren't going to go through trials. Doesn't mean you aren't going to go through pain. Doesn't mean those things, but it means it will bring you through, because the way of the Lord is above. Above. And all God's children said, amen. Amen. Good night and God bless.